pretty good. I'm a little offended. You call me big girl.
Sir, is this a serious call?
You're a stupid motherfucker.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Who sent you?
Get the fuck off me, asshole.
Lie still, I'll punch you in the goddamn face.
Fuck off.
I'll find out who sent you.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
No, listen.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We ought to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Hal?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides you, average antisocial.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday.
First call, yeah. Alright, beautiful. This alkaline water, I've been drinking this alkaline water for a long time.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
I didn't think you were going to answer, boy. I mean, were you doing a paint in the office?
No, I'm not in the office. It's on my mobile, but what kind of for you?
Oh, I saw this 24-hour tailor, and I'm in Las Vegas, you know? So I thought I was good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. What are you doing?
No problem. Well, I'm not doing alterations right now, but...
Why does it say 24-hour, then? Hello? Sorry, I just walked into the casino. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just walked in a casino. I'm sorry.
No, it's the name of my business. We do alterations in that's
so
the
it's just
my company. What can I do for you?
You're 24 hours in name only? I mean, can you do some shit right
it
now?
Is.
Huh? Yeah?
Not at this hour.
Then why do you put
hour,
24 wait, hours? Then you're wasting my fucking time. Can you recommend someone who's open right now, then? Asshole.
No, I can't.
Fucking asshole, you know that? Seriously. 24-hour tailor in the name of the company. Oh, yeah, I'll just say that.
Oh, that's just so I can get into the front of the fucking Yellow Pages. That's all I do.
Fucker,
24
he,
hours.
He would get in front of the A's, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
Son of a bitch. That's a trick right there. That always pisses me off. I got a dentist, motherfuckers, 24 hours, dentist. Yeah, right. Weekend service, 24 hours. Emergency service. You call, you can't talk to anybody. I don't know how you work that out. Can't get a pickup this time.
You have reached the voicemail box of 70.
Yeah. Asshole. That pisses me off. Anyway, I'm Carlito. I'm doing a small little show here. It's almost 2 in the morning. I have Dwight McClanahan. And do I have anybody else, Dwight? Is it someone who wants to be known? Or is that person being quiet?
No. I don't know.
You don't know. All right, well, we'll find out. Maybe now they can talk if they want. If not, then I won't introduce because I don't know. Maybe it's a big fucking secret. All right, so let's continue with some prank calls. Wait, what's your status? You were busy messing with more Facebook Live people?
I've quit that. These people were being assholes. They were being racist to me. And so I decided to out-racist them, and it pissed them off, and they ended their shit.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, that's what they get. I was having a civil conversation. I was insulting them on a higher level. They decided to call me a cracker, and so they took it there. So I brought it. I brought it real heavily.
You know, I'm just gonna stay away from that whole topic altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks.
$24
Hour Laundromat, 20. This Mario. Hey, how you doing, Big Mario?
I'm good, and yourself?
Oh, man, I'm winning some money, motherfucker. Yeah. You hear me all right? I'm in the fucking casino and shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah, hey, you want to come down here and party?
I can't right now. I got to go home and get my daughter.
Oh, yeah. That's, how's your daughter?
Six.
Six? All right. Well, that's nuts. That's good. That's good that you do that. You know, you're breaking that stereotype. That's good, you know? That's good. You always take care of her, or just now, like you had some kind of coming to God?
Well, have fun gambling, my man.
Oh, no, for real, though. I need to get some laundromat services.
Huh?
I need laundromat services. I was hoping you were open. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, do you wash dry fold there?
Yes, we do.
Oh, man. You wear gloves, right? Because, I mean...
Huh?
Do you wear gloves when you're going to wash dry my jeans? They need to be clean. They got a lot of stuff in them. I got my dream jeans... Do you have, what do you recommend? All right, so I only brought, like, the clothes I have on me, you know? And I was just going to sleep in my underwear, but the jeans are all soaked through, and they got through to my underwear. What do you recommend? Like, I mean, I can come down there now with the jeans, right? You can get them cleaned up for me, I guess?
You can wash them if you want to.
But I don't know. I don't really, like, can you, like, do the whole drying and folding and everything all nice?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do you suggest, like, in my situation? Like, I got all this shit in the pants, you know, and underwear. So I got to take this stuff off so you can wash it. It's nasty. So I don't want to wash it, so I'll let you guys do it. But, like, do you have, like, a room I can hang out in, maybe with some magazines or something?
No, we don't have that.
Like, what do you suggest I do now, then? Like, I need something to wear, then... Like, while I'm there, waiting?
You can shop at a store and grab something from there.
Where can I go?
Yeah,
I
mean,
do you have something I can maybe borrow?
No, I don't.
Do you have, like, a lost and found?
Yeah, there's some clothes over here that you could buy.
All right, look, you got them shorts there? My shorts?
No, we do not.
You don't? Oh, shit. Do you have my pants? You have the pants there that I left there?
You left some pants here?
Yeah, I left some pants there. You know, maybe I can just wear those while you wash them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't have no pants that was left here.
What if my friend Mr. Alexander Hamilton asked you?
Huh?
What if my friend Mr. Alexander Hamilton asked you?
Who is that?
He's this guy I got hanging out around here, you know, in my back pocket. Alexander Hamilton. Huh?
Hold on, I got another customer.
What if Mr. Benjamin Franklin, baby?
I can't do it, my man.
Come on, man. I shit my pants, man. I have some bad fucking crabs, man. Damn.
Nice.
What do you do? I guess, yeah, obviously. Well, but I got shit all over me. Can I go? Can't go to Walmart. There's no Walmart by the strip. He's got to help me out, man. Where's the Walmart? Are you lonesome tonight? I'm singing that all fucking day. Are you lonesome?
Sing it to your wife?
Well, because if I was singing to her, she wouldn't be lonesome.
I got to take care of this customer real fast.
Hey,
so.
Is it like a Walmart somewhere? Like, what's the nearest here to where I'm at?
Where are you at?
At the Mirage, man.
There's a Walmart on Tropicana Pecos.
I mean, I got shit all up in my pants, man. Like, I gotta get there. Like, I gotta get there. I gotta shop in there with all this shit and stuff in my pants, you know? And then I gotta check out, and then I gotta change somewhere. And I gotta get, like, I guess I can use, like, the Walmart bag, the plastic bag. I'll put the shit pants and underwear in there, right, for you to wash it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, do you charge extra for the shit?
No.
Well, it's like an oily kind of shit. It's this Ally diet pills, and they make it, the fat doesn't, like, bind in your stomach. It comes out, you pass it through, you know?
Let me take care of this customer that's right here in front of me.
Yeah, all right. It's like orange ass oil. All right, I'll be right here. Just go ahead. No, I gotta call him back. All right,
someone in the IRC is suggesting you ask to wear his pants.
Yeah, but then he can't because he has to work there still, you know, with the pants on.
Or he can deal with getting his own pants and getting some other pants on his own time.
Well, when's he getting his daughter? See, these are all things we gotta think of. When's he getting his daughter? Because maybe he can pick up some pants for us also. Maybe he'd be willing to do that? I don't know.
I was gonna tell you, Planet Fitness on Monday, it's Pizza Monday, so you might be able to call Planet Fitnesses tonight and put in your pizza order for tomorrow.
That's right, it's a perfect time to do it too, you know?
Yeah, you put your order ahead of time, it's like, I'm gonna come in and work out tomorrow. Yes. I want a large fucking Supreme. with like extra sauce, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, Italian crust sauce that they got now.
I want the deep dish. I need the extra crust. I want the carbs.
I got an idea. Hang on, let me find one. Shit. That's open. That's really 24 hours. Because some of these motherfuckers, too, the gyms do it, too. Like, oh, 24-hour gym. Yeah, 24-hour fitness. Isn't that one of them? And you call it, like, hello, we're open for until 10 p.m.
I can go find you some. The Planet Fitness will actually tell you if they are 24 hours or not.
Oh, what do you mean they'll tell me when they pick up?
No, I'll go look on the webpage.
Yeah, when I ask them, they'll tell me to.
I'll go look on the West Coast.
All right, look. Oh, you got to look somewhere in Vegas, man. I need casinos, man.
Okay, I'll look in Vegas.
I'm in a casino tonight. I'm in the casino, man. I was up in a blackjack table, $120, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. And then I had a $110 dinner.
I've been to the casino a handful of times. I've never went on my own dime, though.
Oh, wow. One of those?
Oh, it's usually my brother likes to go, and I know I'm like, okay, I'm going, but I ain't got no fucking money. And
you just hang out, you watch him play.
I always play the slots. I like playing. There was like a Batman like video type game.
Yeah.
And I did awesome on that. I won almost $150 one time on that.
Holy shit!
Off of like $20 that he gave me.
Wow. Did you get three Jokers going across?
I don't know, it was a car game, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, car game. Batman car game?
Second LB.
Hey, you guys really 24 hours?
Yes, we are.
All right, cool. I wasn't sure. You know, I have a weird schedule, you know? But I'm getting off of work. Yeah, I'm getting off of work. So it's free pizza Monday tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Sweet. Okay, all right. So I wanted to call ahead with my order. I was wondering if the best thing I could do is I can just give you my login and password for the pizza. Always get the pizza from Pizza Hut usually, right? When I'm there. I think you always get Pizza Hut pizza, right?
No, we get it here, and we don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
So
no, but
when you come to the gym, you can just pick it up.
Yeah, but where does it come from? I gotta know for the calories. You know?
Domino's.
Yeah, cool. So I'm gonna... Can you write this down, please?
Write what down?
Just the username and password for my account.
If you have your name and your phone number, we could just look you up in the system.
No, but it needs my username and password. It's my email address and my password, because that way you guys can just log in on the Domino's app there. And I saved what I wanted. Like, I created my own pizza. And I was thinking, like, I usually come to work out around 7. I don't know if you guys have the pizza at that time.
I don't really know what time we come with the pizza.
All right, so if I come around noon, let me give you my username and password for Domino's Pizza website, and then you can go, and I save the pizza in the cart. It's called Planet Fitness September, SEPT. So you can just click on that when you log in, and then that's the pizza that I wanted to get tomorrow.
I don't know if we do a selection. My manager usually is the one that takes care of that.
Yeah, but
if you put it in, she'll be able to get it.
Yeah,
but
write that down. Write the pizza. Let me just tell you. I mean, if this is a big deal, I'll just give you the pizza order then. Like, what to get me?
Oh, we don't do it like that. We just buy quite a bit, and people come in and get some.
We can do this though, because you know I'm a Black Card member, right? I'm a Black Card member.
No, we don't do that.
Come on, just write this down and pass it on to the manager. Then just leave it for the manager there in the morning.
You can come in and let her know tomorrow. We don't do that.
I have a complaint to file.
That's fine.
All right, can I file it to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I wanted to get the medium gluten-free light sauce with the pepperoni. Yeah.
I wonder what type of pizzas they actually get. I bet they go like light sauce, like thin and crispy, so there's not much dough and probably all vegetables and shit.
I went to Planet Fitness for a year here years ago, and it was Pizza Hut, and it was straight up just like regular pan pizza. Like, it had, because I don't like Pizza Hut if it's normal sauce. I dislike all the major chain sauces. I always get light sauce on them.
I like their Pizza Hut's barbecue sauce. I really enjoy that.
No.
But I get their thin crispy because I don't like a lot of dough.
It's not worth it for me, man, because like for the last year I've been dieting. I already explained this, I think, at some point. But if I'm going to cheat on the diet, have a cheat day and have pizza, I want it to be from a really good place for those calories as opposed to Pizza Hut for dumb. You know what I mean? Like, I want if I'm going to have, you know, 600-800 calories, you know, for three slices of pizza, that's it.
I just wonder, like, how many slices, I'm going to take a whole fucking pizza with me.
Well, I did that once already where I called, like, yeah, so I was working out the deal in my head, how many slices I could get, and I was making the math to equal enough. As you know, I was trying to make it pay off with the free pizza and Tootsie Rolls, I think. And
Clay, this isn't my show. This is Carlito's show, sir.
Yeah. Dwight already did a show. Anyway. Clay, anyway. Let's see if that guy can talk to us now about the laundromat. What did I shit my pants, right?
Yeah. You poopied.
That's some bad seafood.
The 24 hour laundromat, Twain, David speaking.
Hey, what's up, big guy? How you doing?
What's going on?
What's up, Cuzzo? Hey, did you get your line taken care of?
Did I get my what?
Your line of customers taken care of? You good?
I just got to work, man. I don't even know who I'm speaking with.
Oh, you're not the cat I was talking to about coming down there getting a wash dry fold of my pants and underwears?
A wash dry fold your pants and underwears.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out, because usually, like, you know, I would have more clothes with me, but I only brought, like, one change of clothes. So, and my pants and underwear need to get changed. I'm here at the casino, and I had an accident. So, I just wanted to get that done, but in the meantime, like, I got to wait around, you know, to get them back. Because it's the only clothes I have. So I was wondering if you had, like, maybe a room where I can just sit. I'll get a newspaper, I'll read it, and, like, I'll put it down on the chair, you know, to sit on the section that I don't read. You know, like, just somewhere I can be a little private, you know, maybe, like, the office, just for how long does it take to get that? Like, can you rush that, man?
Nah, that takes 4 hours, first of all, and second of all.
Well, I can, like, hang out for 4 hours. I can sober up, you know?
Nah, it's, you gotta go. You gotta take it to another spot, bro. All
right, but can you recommend? All right, so like, what can I? Well, it's not that I gotta go to somewhere else. I'm just saying, like, I don't have anything for my, you know, my private, to cover my private area while I'm waiting those 4 hours. You know, so I can't just sit around there. You're not gonna. You don't want me to sit.
Are you down here on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means you came with money. That means you go to Walmart.
It's all gone.
You grab a pair of pants.
It's all gone, though. You know. Like, I got the credit card. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what would you do? Like, there's a Walmart close by?
Have a good night, buddy.
Is there a Walmart close by? Come on, man. Shit. This could happen to me. picked up. Okay.
He tried to ignore me. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, dude, come on. You know.
I think that was the same guy. I don't know. I'm not trying to say they sound alike, but they sound alike. Well, there's two 24. Let me see, they got different numbers. Yeah, all right. There's two here that have two different numbers. Maybe I hit the other one this time. They're right close to each other. Yeah, they're right close to each other. They say 24 hour line. Let me see. I got to zoom back out. I lost it. Shit.
What do you think about that burger I just posted in the Skype machine at the bottom there, Carlito?
A burger?
Yeah, a burger I'm going to get.
Oh, I can't look at pictures and stuff like that.
Right? No, it's not a picture. It's a description.
I can't read that. Like, if it's, like, enticing food, that's really bad right now.
No, you wouldn't want this because it'd probably be too hot for you. You'd be like, holy shit, now I'm going to die.
All right, let me see. Give me a second. I'm typing in letters. Let's see. Back to Skype. And then we're scrolling to the bottom. Ghost chili, pickled jalapenos. Right?
Yep.
Cilantro, red onion, pepper jack cheese, and the habanero sauce. Okay.
That'd be like burn your intestines good.
Well, it's just how much ghost chili, you know? That's the only thing. Jalapeno is nothing.
Cilantro, yeah, I'm going to tell them no cilantro. I don't want that shit.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you, like, let the... It's really rude to do that to a chef, you know what I mean? Like, to be like, hey, I don't... You know, give me this way, give me that way. They'd spit in your food when you do that, you know? Be careful.
Well, probably with all the heat on it, I won't be able to taste it.
Just eat it like the, you know, they want you to eat it, or...
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up to 24 hours, we're committed to helping you meet your goals on your time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For new membership information, press 1. For club address and directions, press 2. For the club operating hours, press 3. For group exercise information, press 5. To make a payment or update your billing information using our automated service, please press 6.
They're either closed or it's going to be a pain in the ass. I don't got time for that. Alright, now I don't remember which laundromat I... Shit. Or I called tailoring. Did I call tailoring? Fuck, I don't know. I don't know who I called at one point here. Alright, here's 24-hour tailoring. Man.
It's 24-hour, yeah. 24-hour tailoring, yeah.
Okay, wait. Alright, there's two 24-hour laundromats on the same block and a 24-hour tailoring. I'm presuming they're different because on the map they're different buildings and the numbers are different. So, I guess this is the garment district. If I wasn't in the rap game, I'd probably have a key knee-deep in the crack
game because the streets are the short stop. 24-hour laundromat.
Hey,
how can I help you?
Hey, how are you doing, Hermano?
Hey,
hey,
who's calling?
Hey, this is Akulo. Hey, I have a problem, man. So I have only one chain. I only have the underwears and the pants that I'm wearing right now, and I got a big mess over here. So
where?
Do you over here in the casino, do you have wash, dry, fold? Like, can you do a rush on this? I'll pay whatever for my pants and underwears to get cleaned. It's the only clothes I have is what I'm wearing right now.
Oh, no, I can do that. I cannot do that.
How long it take? How long it take to get wash, dry, fold? Do you do wash, dry, fold, or you just have the machine?
Oh, like 30 minutes.
You can do for me, or I have to wash in the machine?
Yeah, you have to wash it, yeah.
You don't wash?
Because I have cameras all over, and I cannot do that.
Oh, no. Oh,
no.
So I wash. I'm washing them in the machine.
Okay.
Okay, listen, but all right. So here's the problem. This is the only pants and underwear that I have is what I'm wearing, and they have to be washed. They have a lot of feces on them. So I need to put them in the machine. But do you have, like, a room maybe I can sit in, private room, because I don't have any pants or underwear while I'm washing them.
Yeah? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's,
no,
I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I'm shaking. I don't know what to do. Like, do you know somewhere I can go maybe get some pants and underwears to maybe... Because, you know, I have like, a lot of, you know, feces, you know, like shit. I had diarrhea really bad. And I was playing the card game, you know, the cards here at the casino. And I lost a lot of money, and I started having a panic attack, and I passed out. They had to take me outside, and I had, like, a diarrhea, I guess, you know? I lost control.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know what we can.
Do you have maybe?
We don't have pens.
Do you have maybe a newspaper I can put around me, like a towel or something, like, you know, while I'm waiting?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You got to help me.
We have a lot of people here. No.
I know that you have the cameras. You're going to see my penis there. What do I do?
Well, I don't know.
What would you do? I mean, where can I go?
I don't know where you can
Come on, man. I'll give you $100. You bring me some pants from Walmart or something. Just some shorts real quick.
No.
Come on, man.
I'm by myself here
I'll suck your dick.
How can I do that?
I'll suck your dick.
Okay, bye.
I'll suck your dick. Okay. Yes. He said, okay, guys.
He's like, oh, fuck yeah.
Doesn't know what casino it come from. Two.
I hope you don't mind that I added a young man into the conference, but he'll join in a few.
Okay.
His name starts with a B.
Oh, man, I can't wait to find out.
And his last name, or the last letter, is a Z.
Bismarcky, yes. Awesome. Yeah, nobody beats the Biz.
DJ Khaled's gonna come in later and give us motivational speech.
DJ Khaled, you said?
Yeah.
DJ Khaled! That motherfucker, fuck him. You know why? Because I'm from Orlando, motherfucker. And he went to high school in Orlando. And he's all the time, after he left high school and got all famous, now he's like, oh, Miami, I grew up in Miami. You motherfucker, you. He didn't grow up in Miami. Shit, he moved there after he went to fucking high school in Orlando. And he fucking turned his back on us, just like Shaq. Turned his back on us and ended up in Miami at some point. Fuck. Anyway, so good. We got Biz coming. That's awesome. I can't wait for that. We'll all be listening to that. Stay tuned. You can watch video on Gort. go.rt/madhouse right now. Go there. Watch me. You can watch Ken. You can watch our secret guest even. And you can watch Baz in a moment too. It's Madhouse on Gort. Hit us up. All right. 24-hour tailoring. Maybe they can help.
Yes, y'all into the light beating. You could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the weighing. What I am slaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people, let it go with the info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a info.
All right, it helps if I actually copy the number, you know, instead of just dialing the letter X.
Can I do the 24-hour material?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who I run in the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that
nobody beating the Biz.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Yeah, that's the
24 hours, my ass.
Wait, I called him first. Man, I'm really out of the way, man. I'm fucked up tonight.
Are you doing the weeds and the marijuanas?
No, man. I'm clean. I live the clean life. I had a lot of stevia today. Maybe that's why.
Oh.
Yeah. 24-hour fitness is closed. A 24-hour services? A/24... Dang. That's bullshit. That's the name of their business. Get out of here. Smoke shop 24 hours. You want that, Dwight? Can you work with that? You want me to go with it?
Yeah. I can probably work something.
Let me get my ID looking local.
Your call is important to us.
Nobody beats
the Biz. Time for our smoke shop.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I got an issue. I came in there earlier today and bought a pack of Newports.
Uh-huh.
And I just opened them up just a little bit ago. I just finished off my last pack. And for some reason, I go to light this thing and it wasn't lighting. And so I'm checking this thing out. Do you know why somebody would take out the tobacco and put like a little cork of wood in this thing, try to make it look like a real cigarette?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not fucking around, man. It's every cigarette in this pack. It's not just one. They took all the tobacco out, and there's long little corks of wood inside of this thing.
That is crazy. I'm a cigarette smoker too myself. I'm the owner. This is my shop. I never heard anything like that.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? I was like, you know, the paper's lighting, but wow. it's I'm trying to, you know, do a drag on this thing. It's not fucking drawing or nothing.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. I don't know what to say, because those, we buy them from Costco, our cigarettes.
From the Costco's,
yeah? Yeah.
Okay, because like, let me have my friend talk to you, my friend David here, because I bought them from him, and I just wanted to bum a cigarette from him, and, you know, he knows a little bit more about what's going on here. Hang on just a second, let me give him the phone here.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, this is David.
What's going on?
Yeah, my buddy, he just left the room real quick, so... you and I, we could just talk privately for a minute. Yeah, I know the cigarettes I bought from you were good. What I did was I emptied out all the tobacco, because I'm broke. I have no job. And then I put little twigs in there that I found in the yard, and I put them back in, and I sealed it up. You know, this is when he was asleep.
Aren't you broke?
I took the tobacco, and I'm rolling my own. So I'm going to put them back on, but don't let on. Hello?
Younger
buddy. He calls you a lowlife, dude. Hey, what's up, Biz? What are you doing?
Hey, it's Biz Markie.
Yeah, awesome. What an honor to have you.
Yeah.
Rap Pioneer.
I'm coming out with a new album.
Nice. It's him again.
No, it's all original. Till the break of dawn, when you buy food cheap, you need a
coupon to catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up. Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay. On the mic and like. He was a little bit amazed by that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What? Reagan is depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm.
Fuck you, you fucking low life. But in the end, I'm sure
that you will find it quite amusing. So what he said?
Yeah, he's, yeah. Ridiculous. Fuck you, you fucking low life. Come on and admit
you was thrilled. Chill. I feel bad now.
Turns out Baz is fucking sabotaging me over there. He's emptying out my tobacco because he's fucking broke.
Oh my god, I'm a smoker too.
Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz.
24 minute.
Oh, hey brother, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, good. I'm calling from the corporate office. Are you guys selling any orange or blue colored sports drinks? Gatorade particularly, or Powerade?
Orange or blue colored?
Yeah, blue colored. We have to pull those as soon as possible.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, there's a
orange and blue colored Gatorades and Powerade.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. We need to pull those as quickly as possible, sir.
Something happened?
Yeah, the lab came. There's a urgent lab report. Urgent lab alert came through the wire here just a moment ago. We've been calling the locations and phased. Overnight tonight, the laboratory found some very disturbing stuff in anything that's got the blue or blue coloring or the orange coloring. It's only affecting those electrolyte enhanced sports drinks, which would be, according to my data on your store, you only have Gatorade and Powerade that we're concerned with. Is it Blue Blast? Can you tell me what flavors those are?
There's a Mountain Berry. There's a blue Powerade, orange Powerade, and a. And the blue blast and the orange regular one.
Yeah, definitely the blue blast has to as soon as possible. We may need to. Can you do you have space to put those in, or like a milk crate or something, or how are you planning?
Well, we have milk crates so we could put them in.
Yeah, you go ahead and put. We need to put those in milk crates. Leave them like towards the back of the cooler. Mark them, and I can need to give you the code for the recall, just so the. Delivery man, when he comes by, he's going to need that to see that to put it in his keypad. It's a 5-digit code.
Okay.
You got it? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20165. It's this year, and it's recall number 5 for the year.
So just 20165?
Yeah, 20165. Recall 20165, or you can just do REC 20165. Works also.
Recall 20165.
Right, and it should just be just the orange and then Mountain Berry Blast. Is that the other one that you have there?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah. All right, Powerade Zero also, there's a mixed berry and an orange in those also, according to the data here.
Yeah.
All right, and if you have any Powerade Zero Drops, Mountain Berry Blast and Orange Flavor of the Drops, you probably might not have those at this location, but just in case.
Okay, but anything that has, that is blue or orange, Powerade and Gatorade prefer... Yeah. To pull off the shelf then.
Right. Can I put my lab technician here real quick? He needs to take some samples real quick. He's going to give you some instructions really quickly, please.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment. Mr. Snoswell?
Yeah, I'm taking a shit. Dwight, can you get Dwight?
Oh, sure, yeah.
He's a good technician.
Yeah, Dr. McClanahan.
I got to take a shit.
Yeah, Dr. McClanahan?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we got that recall on blue and orange Powerade. He might need to do a quick field test on that, I guess.
Okay, and that's on the Powerade.
Powerade and Gatorade. We just need it on one of the bottles, one of the flavors right now.
Okay, and that's on the orange?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, are you currently available on the phone? Hello? Sir?
Hello?
Yes. What I need you to do is go ahead and retrieve one of the bottles of the orange Gatorade.
Okay, just one moment. Does it have to be orange or is it melon?
No, orange, sir.
Okay, I got the orange.
Okay, and what we have to do, because the particular complaint has to do with the actual bottle, not the contents of the actual actual liquid itself. What we have to do is we have to get a reactant according to the standard operating procedure here. So what we need to do is grab a product in the store that's going to have a acidic component to it. Do you have... Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think. Let me flip through the book here. Do you have the Mentos mints? They come in a tube.
Which one?
Mentos mints. They come in a tube.
Yeah, I got Mentos.
Okay, go ahead and grab a tube of those.
All right. Does that have to be any...
Just the regular ones, not the fruit ones, just the regulars.
All right. The mint one.
Yeah, Mentos mints, correct, not the fruit ones.
All right, I got it.
Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to open up the Gatorade, and we're going to put three of the Mentos mints inside, and then we're going to close the top up, and I'm going to have you shake the Gatorade for 25 seconds, and then you're going to inform me if the color starts to change inside of the bottle.
All right.
So go ahead and do that for me now, please.
All right. Thank you. Well, I am shaking, and there's no discoloration or anything.
No discoloration? All right, perfect. Now, we do have to do a control test with this also. So what I'm going to do is, because with the same product, we're probably going to get the same results, I need to do a control test. So what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you go and retrieve a 2 liter of Diet Coke, because they're from the same bottling plant.
Uh-huh.
So they're the same material, and they came out at the same time. They were produced at the same time. I'm going to have you get a 2 liter of Diet Coke, open that up, and we're going to put 3 Mentos into that also, and then we're going to repeat the same procedure.
Would that make it explode?
No. Mentos, I know about that whole joke, but Mentos actually just recently adjusted the formula. So that no longer happens, because they got tired of people actually getting people that they were making jokes and people were getting mad. They were getting sued. So they adjusted the formula so that no longer happens.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were getting sued like crazy. So they adjusted the formula so that doesn't happen anymore.
Alrighty. So just a 2 liter bottle of Diet Coke and 3 Coke, Mentos, and then do the same thing?
3 Mentos, yep, into the bottle at the same time, and then we'll go ahead and have you close the lid, shake it.
Okay, so we'll do that right now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and just let me know when you've opened the Diet Coke.
Well, I guess that adjustment that Mentos made didn't really help it, because it is exploding.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know that usually people put the Mentos in so that there's a reaction so that it bubbles?
Right.
It's doing that right now.
Oh, okay. So you must have some bad product. These must be old Mentos?
Maybe.
Try putting a few more Mentos in.
November 20th, 2018.
How high is it going?
Well, it's pretty much filling up and over. That's just one.
Put 5 or 6 in there, and we're just going to make sure it's the Mentos and not the product.
Well, I can't even get it in there. Because it's just continuously overflowing.
Go ahead and just drop a few more in there.
Where is the date on these Diet Cokes?
No. The Mentos may be outdated.
Oh, because I just put it's still only the one, but the Diet Coke won't let me put any more because it keeps pushing it out.
Oh, it keeps pushing it out. Okay.
Yeah, oddly enough.
We're gonna have to take a look at those Mentos. Let me have you go ahead and just take the remaining Mentos and go put them in your gas tank, because it's going to supercharge your vehicle now.
Okay. Okay, now what?
Well, you're going to go out to your car, and you're going to put them in your gas tank, because then it's going to supercharge your vehicle like the Batmobile.
Okay.
So go do that, and I'll stay on the phone.
I don't even know how true that is, though.
Oh, it's very true. What it does is it adds extra ethanol.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it gives you better gas mileage. What's the reaction that's supposed to be good?
Yes.
Well,
it makes the pistons go up and down. And that's a way for us to test the Mentos, because obviously they have some the formula, the old formula. Go ahead and put those in.
What's the reaction I'm supposed to be getting from the gas tank there?
Well, I'm going to have you put them in the gas tank, and then I'm going to have you go for a drive and see if you can go from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
Well, that's kind of not possible since I'm at a 24-hour store, and I can't leave this place or have it locked.
Well, you just close it down for like 10 minutes while you take a drive.
Well, I can't do that.
You can't do that?
No, my boss won't let me. He's always watching.
Okay. Well, he's always watching. What do you mean, his cameras?
Well, yeah, he works the night shift also, and he's watching me, so.
Oh, he's watching you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, he's always watching out for me in the other stores, so.
Okay. Yeah, give me just a second. I'm getting buzzed by David, our other technician. He has some input here. Give me a moment. I'm gonna go ahead and three-way him in here.
Yeah, hey, this is David. How are you, sir?
Doing good, sir. How about yourself?
Pretty good, yeah. You know, we have one more request for a Mentos test. Are you ready to comply?
Maybe. It depends on how... what I could do.
Yeah, you need to take one of those Mentos and you need to stick it up your ass.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, why is that?
Well, just to tell, it's the most surefire way to gauge the pH of the Mentos. Because if it stings, it's acidic. If it kind of tickles and stimulates the prostate, then it's basic.
Okay, I don't know how true that is, but...
Oh, it's true.
All right.
Yeah, so you just stick one right up in there. I'm sorry, sir.
Sorry, for a second, I thought he was actually doing... I thought it was actually like, oh my god, it's the
He's
movie.
Like, all right, let me go to the bathroom. I'll get this done.
It's that compliance movie all over again.
All right, sorry, here we go. Probably killed it.
Have him jerk it off at fucking a sandwich at some point. Like, yeah, fuck that sandwich. He's like, all right, here we go.
Oh, everyone there, you see, when I was trying to get him put the Mentos in the Gatorade, they're like, it's not gonna work. I was like, motherfuckers, I got to gain its trust first, shit.
Yeah.
I just was like, hey, asshole, put some Mentos in a Diet Coke.
It's funny that I started off the call with, hey, what's up, brother? Like, hey, how you doing, brother? It's like, okay. Yeah, it's a corporate office. Hey, you got that Gatorade? Yeah. And that he knew the fucking reaction, and you just completely sidestep it so easily with him. He's like, oh yeah, they changed the formula because of the lawsuits. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, no problem. Cool. Alright, I got numbers here to get to. Boom, boom, boom. There they go. Here it is. Ethics line. All right, ethics line. I want to do more Mentos calls. Favorite one is someone, the Indian guy's like,
you have called NetMex Global, a company hired by your organization to gather information related to potential issues. We will take 10 to 15 minutes to ask you a series of questions, then submit the information you provide to your organization so they can begin an investigation process as warranted. All information you provide will be kept confidential.
Please press 1 to be connected with the next available communication specialist.
I still think he sounds just like that guy.
Thank you for holding. My name is... Are you calling to make a new report today, or are you calling to follow up on a report?
Yeah, I'm making a report.
Okay, what's the name of the company?
It's the company that handles the 24-hour mart. The gas station, you know?
What's the name of the company?
I didn't plan this ahead correctly.
Okay, so how did you get the number for this hotline?
It was on a card at work.
Okay. Well, what company do you work for?
It's the gas company, the car, they put the gas in the people come and they say, you know, like they.
Sorry, but you've reached the security services hotline.
Yeah, that's hard. It says the ethics hotline calls for all ethics issues. Anonymous line, it says here, and it has the number.
This hotline's for employees to be able to report workplace situations.
Oh, wow. That's the security company I work for.
So I've asked you, what company do you work for? And you said the gas company.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, what site I'm at. Because I said, yeah, I do security at the gas station here.
Okay. So you're an employee of company, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know what the, you know, confusion is on your end. I don't know why you're being so ignorant about it. All right, can we move on? Are you about done?
I'm sorry, so tell me in one sentence what you're trying to report so I know how to best assist you here.
A man masturbated in front of me?
An employee of the gas station, or?
Yeah, my boss, my superior.
Okay. All right, what city and state do you work in?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, this happened at the client side or at the branch side?
At the client side. My boss came over here, and he was real upset, I guess, about work. He said that his boss was on him, you know, really bad. He said to me, and I'm sorry to talk to you this way, but, I mean, the thing he did, you know. I was in the break room, you know, taking my break, and he came in, and he was all, you know, fucking this, fucking shit, fucking boss. He said like that, all these, like, different bosses there. And then the owner of this gas station, he was here, and he's like a Muslim, like an Arab, you know. And he said, he heard him say sand, you know, the N-word like that, you know, like sand.
Right.
Yeah. And they started fighting, and they were punching. And then my boss, he like wrapped his arms around him, and he like got him on the ground. He was on top. He was like grinding his hips into him, you know. He was, you know, and he started saying, like, who sent you, like that, who sent you? And I was like, so, relax, man, like, what are you talking about, relax. He's like, who sent you? And the guy, the boss, he was like, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know, fuck you, he said. And then my supervisor, he said, I'll find out who sent you. And he's unbuckled his pants, and he unzipped his pants, and he pulled his pants down, he took his belt off. He took off his shoes and socks, and he was on top of the guy the whole time, and he pulled out his penis, and he put his hand around the shaft of his penis, you know? And he started getting, like, an erection, and he started, like, masturbating it back and forth, you know?
So what's the address of your branch office?
I don't ever go there, you know? It's the gas station.
Sorry, you said that you're the employee of the company. What's the name?
They hired me on, you know, on site, basically. They said, just can you start today? They sent me straight here. Like, it was all done on the online, you know? I mean, I could give you the website, .com. I mean, that's like the main, that's the address, you know? The corporate address, that's where their address is, .com.
Okay, please contact your local management and see if they can verify the location of your branch office.
Well, what can you offer me now, you know?
I'm not an employee, so I'm not able to offer you any specific thing.
Yeah, well, I've suffered an emotional shock. I mean, perhaps
I'm
you should... Perhaps you should contact the Rape Crisis Center for me.
This is not a crisis center, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but can you put me in touch with the Rape Crisis Center?
Rape Crisis Center? No, sir. I don't have that kind of information here.
I've been in an emotional shock. I mean, can you look in the computer and see?
We don't have that kind of information here. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, my God. I mean, do you know somewhere where I could find the addresses at?
Unfortunately, we can only work with the information sent us. I mean, you said that you work at the... Your station as a...
No, I'm not with CentOS. I'm not with CentOS. I think you said the wrong company.
No, we can only work with the information they send to us.
Oh, I thought you said CentOS, like the uniform company, you know?
So what's the name of the gas station where you're stationed at right now?
24-hour mark.
All right, and what's the street address?
All right, here we go. Are you ready? I got this. Parkway. That is the office machine. That's where I went to, like, do my training and stuff. Like that place, you mean?
No. Where are you working at right now?
Oh, where I'm at right now? Well, that, I mean, I don't know. They just, I mean, I can give you, like, some cross streets and stuff.
Okay, you said
like, do you know where the Caesars, you know down here where the Caesars Palace is? You know how when you're going down 32 and you come off the exit, you know, when you get to the strip, you start coming
I'm nowhere
up?
Near Las Vegas.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you have a computer?
Well, you said that you were employees. And mm-hmm. this happened to you. It happened at where you work. And I understand the situation that you told me you went through. I'm just trying to get some information of where it happened.
Right, well, it was at work. Yeah, it was in the break room, you know, gas station, you know. And then you asked me for this address here that I just gave you, and then now you don't want that.
No, you said this Parkway is where you went for your training.
Yeah, that's the office. That's the office. That's where my supervisor works at, and he came here and he started talking about, you know, the effing this, effing that, and then he assaulted the manager. He started, like, humping him, you know?
I'm sorry, I'm not showing any locations for that address that you gave me for...
Alright, well, whatever. You want me to put my coworker, you know, that was here, he saw the whole thing, I could put him on, maybe he can help you, I don't know.
I'm sorry,
I don't even know if he wants to talk to you. What?
If he wants to make a report, he's more than welcome to call the line himself.
Oh, so you want me to just call back? Is that what you want?
No, you say he wants to talk, or you want him to talk.
Yeah, all right, well.
You have called NavX Global, a company hired by your organization to gather information related to potential issues.
Drop me.
We will take 10 to 15 minutes to ask you a series of questions, then submit the information you provide to your organization so they can begin an investigation process as warranted.
Maybe
all information you provide will be kept confidential.
You have to listen to this part, and then you hit one.
Okay. So what's the 24-hour mark? Is that the name?
Press 1 to be connected with the next available.
Is the security company.
Right, no, but the gas station. Even.
Yeah, 24-hour mark.
Okay.
Thank you for calling your ethics hotline. My name is Jane. Are you calling to file a new report or follow up on an existing report?
Well, we were trying to follow up on an existing report. The gentleman that my colleague was talking to was quite rude and cursed at him and said the F word.
Who was he talking to?
I have no idea. Are you there?
Cross? To report what sort of incident?
Well, he was trying to report an incident that he saw where a supervisor came down to the work site and was being very aggressive, and he was like going, hey, F this, F that, you know, and then I was just kind of standing by, you know, because I'm new, I'm a trainee, and Cross was training me. And so anyway, the supervisor was like going, F this, F that, and then he pulled down his pants and he exposed his penis.
Okay, can you hold on?
And he was like wagging it at him. I'm sorry, I've been drinking whiskey. I couldn't quite remember your whole story.
Yeah, whiskey too.
I'm drinking. What are you drinking?
I had some Johnny Walker Black, just a splash of water.
Nice.
What are you drinking, huh?
Woodford Reserve.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Got it at Costco.
Cool.
It's good. Johnny Walker's good too.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, they hung up.
What a bunch of cocksuckers.
They're probably listening to us talk about what kind of whiskey we're drinking.
Yeah, our music. I don't know.
You have called NavX Global, a company hired by your organization to gather information related to potential issues. We will take 10 to 15 minutes to ask you a series of questions, then submit the information you provide to your organization so they can begin an investigation process as warranted. All information you provide will be kept confidential.
It wouldn't let me dial one.
Where the paper at?
Where he's sticking you and taking all your money.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me
24-hour my ass. Hello? Tire shop. Hello? Hello, tire shop? Excuse me, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, tire shop?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you guys do installations now? Como? Hey, hello. Stupid. That might have just been the voicemail the whole time. Big up, it's a stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece, the opposite of peace. Send him on Duke a reef. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots. Hello. Hello, please. Hello,
help.
Please. Help, help. Auxilio. Auxilio, help. Stupid.
Thank you for calling 24-hour real estate. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hey, stupid, come on, talk, man. We need help, please. We need a help. Still there. Our real estate, we sell houses all night.
Your call has been forwarded to
cocaine.
The voicemail for 24-hour real estate.
24-hour voicemail. Right? Am I right? Hey. Rodriguez. Gonzalez. Lopez.
Yes.
Hello. You there?
Yes.
¿Qué pasa?
Hello.
Uh-huh. Yeah, come on, man. I hear you, man. Come on. Don't be scared. No temes. Please.
Come on.
Please, habla conmigo. Ayuda. Auxilio, por favor. Emergencia. Hello. Please.
Tranquilo.
Please help. Mariposa. Mariposa, butterfly.
Reminds me of those Jerky Boys calls.
Yeah.
Mariposa.
Mariposa. ¿Cómo se llama? Me llamas Pico.
You try to put the hair on my head.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Okay.
One of my favorite Jerky Boys is... The Mexican roofers, when he's talking about them up there slapping each other with the wet mops. He's like, I had to go up there and fucking fire them down onto the lawn.
So you come up here, you take a look at my roof. Hey, what the hell? Maybe I fire you down too.
You got a couple of Mexican boys up there.
I fire the wipe down to the fucking car.
Right down on the fucking car.
Yeah,
he was like, my wife come up there, she's poking around like she knows what the fuck she's doing. I fucking ran for her down on the
fucking
car.
Throw her right through out of here. Shit, that's what's in
that. That was one of my favorites.
Some Mexican fuckers were fucking around, they come crashing through the window.
Yeah, didn't one come crash it through the window, then he came through and fired his wife off the roof. Did the wife go up to the roof and start giving him shit?
Yeah, the wife goes up, she's like poking around like she knows what the fuck is up.
Yeah.
We're going to play that fucking call.
I got it. I just got to find the name of it. Is it roofing? Roofing, right?
I forgot.
I'll find it. We'll get the name
Mexican
of it.
Mexican roofers or something.
I got a roofing from Jerky Boys, too. Hello? You going to talk? Hey, a culo. Hey. Hey, ¿qué fue? ¿Qué pasó?
What the fuck?
Mariposa.
What the fuck?
Hey, Mariposa, how are you?
What the fuck, motherfucker?
Hey, man, you do tires?
No.
Oh, shit, what do you do there, man? Do you work car?
Pizza.
Huh?
I order pizza.
You do pizza?
Yeah.
Ah, listen to this, man, and be quiet.
Yeah. Shush up.
Hello.
Hello.
Roofing.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Look, I got a little problem here. I got some leaks up in the roof there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some guys here yesterday, some Mexican, little Mexicans. They're up there whacking away at my roof. They tell me this, that, and the other thing. Next thing you know, it rains. I got the rain coming right down inside. I went up there. You know, they're trying to show me this, that. I fired the two of the fuckers off on their fucking head. They don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. My wife's up there poking around. She's making like she knows what the fuck is up. I fired her down onto the fucking car. Now, what I need here, buddy, is I need this fucking thing done right. Tell me what you can do for me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not fucking putting you on, man. This is aggravating me now. This shit's going on. My wife, she's up there poking around like she knows what the fuck she's doing. I kick her right up the fucking ass, threw her down onto the fucking car. Show me what you can do now. I really need this. It's all along the side of the fucking house. The water's coming in like a sieve. Hey, this is a fucking joke, huh? Come on, buddy. Help me out here.
Okay, what's your name?
Frank Rizzo.
Spell it.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Yeah, now this problem, this has been going on for years now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rain just comes in. It's like buckets on my fucking head. It's getting out of line now. I got the fucking kids up there playing on the fucking roof. This is bullshit.
Give me your address.
It's 503 Fifth Street.
503 Fifth Street.
All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You go up there with the kettles, the pots, the fucking hot shit? What do? Talk to me.
What? I have to come see what...
All right, because you know what happens. See, I got a lot of fucking problems. These little Mexican fuckers, they were up there with the hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fucking joking. They were up there slapping each other with the hot mops. I don't need this kind of shit. All right?
Yeah.
So I had to go up there. I threw the two fuckers right down in the yard. Split their fucking heads. Out of here.
Well, who'd you hire to do that?
I don't know the name of the fuckers. I thought I was going to get a little break on the price. The little bastards are up on the roof running around like fucking retards.
Huh. Well.
One of them come through the fucking window. He thinks he's cute. He's playing his little games. He fired his friend through my fucking window. He landed down in the living room. Hey, I can't have this shit.
Gee, many Christmas.
All right, Bob. You help me out there.
Okay.
All right. I want you to come over here. You look at the fucking roof. You get your hands right in there and get your hands fucking dirty and you see what the problem is. All right, we'll see if we can fix this shit up.
Huh.
Okay?
Hey, I'll give you a call.
All right, if I get in your way anything like that, you fire me down into the fucking yard, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Damn, this is chronic.
Yeah.
That's
the
chronic, boy.
There was that. You wanted it, you got it.
I want to slap you with the hot mops, Carlito.
Fucking that fucking kettles and hot mops.
The kettle and the hot mops, yeah. Hey, man, are you still there? Hey, tires.
Hey, stupid.
Come on, man.
Mama Niema.
What?
Mama Niema, mama bicho.
What?
Hablo español?
Mama
speak Niema. English? You speak English, stupid?
Mama huevo.
Stupid? Tú, stupid? You speak Spanish?
Yeah, you're a stupid.
You're a stupid, motherfucker.
No, you're stupid. I'm smart.
now he left. All right.
He called me a motherfucker.
Yeah, he hung out there for a while. We probably got him to... Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Sorry, man. I'm making everybody hang up tonight.
That's fine.
In anger.
You're coming at the right time. Oh, cool. So we got some infomercial numbers, looks like.
Right. Wonder Bras and shit like that.
Wonder Bra. I used to have fun with Wonder Bra back in the day.
Well, what's the other one? What's another vacuum cleaner or something?
The Shark Mob was like the shit for like a few weeks. Between like,
and like the New Wave Oven.
New Wave Oven and then...
My wife actually bought one.
Did she really? After that stuff?
A long time. No, this was like long before you start pranking them.
Oh, wow.
It actually cooks chicken damn good.
Uh-huh.
That's about all it does good, though.
There's the Sunsetter awnings I've done a few times.
Oh, I was about to say that. You remember back in the day when you were trying to put them on your trailer?
On each side? And make
it
kick
off?
Yeah,
you were going to fucking fly it off a cliff.
He was going to fly it over the Berlin Wall, I think, or some shit.
Yeah, you're going to... They were like, no, it's the wind. You could tip it over. You're like, oh, put it on both sides. You were going to put it on an RV, and you were going to try it off a cliff.
He's
going to
pick a flying RV. A gliding RV over the Berlin Wall that no longer exists. Just kidding. I'm free. I made it home. Whatever. All right. Let me do the Wondercore at work. Niggas wanna stick me for my paper. And it was the Weeble Wobble Ball. That was funny. The
your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Weeble
please
Wobble
check
Ball?
The number.
Yeah. I go to their website and find them. It's just like this stupid dog toy that makes a bunch of squeaky noise. I remember I was telling Sloth about it, and he's calling. I was telling Dwight and Sloth that, you know what it was. It's pretty funny. I think Sloth at one point said the dog was humping it, and he was going,
The dog was, or the ball was saying racist shit. You ever remember that?
And those are the dog's dick stuck in it too, I think.
Yeah. He was trying to.
We should call him up and tell him that, you know, we're a bunch of dudes and we were getting really stoned and we were throwing that ball around and Jimmy got hurt real bad.
Play a really loud commercial. So let's listen.
What it, so.
It looks like a bubble. Plays like a ball. Introducing the strongest wobble ball of them all. It's Super Wobble. Expandium is better at resisting punctures, pokes, and tears. Super Wobble starts out small. Minutes later, it's super tall.
It's a piece of shit. This is not what I'm looking
for. That's,
at.
Not, that's, not, really the, that's no. not the Weeble Wobble. That's this not the dog toy.
This is the fucking wobble ball. They're up all up in there, yeah.
That sounds like a condom advertisement. Oh, it's more resistant to tears. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right, Weeble.
Actually, it sounds pretty good. We just got a puppy.
Oh, that's not the right one, Biz.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like a really boring toy. Was it Weeble Wobble? Weeble,
yeah, it was Weeble
Wag? Was it Weeble Wag? I see Weeble Wag.
That's what it is. What is
it? Weeble Wag Ball. Weeble Wag Giggle Ball.
Maybe yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, actually, if I have to leave suddenly, it's because I got to take the puppy out to take a piss.
Oh, this is the Wobble Wag Giggle Ball.
Infomercial. Let's see. Weeble Wag Ball infomercial. Weeble Wag Giggle, that's a review. Toy commercial 2014. That sounds about right when that might have happened.
Your four-legged friends are always looking to have some fun, but when you're not around, they can be lonely and tear up the town. Not anymore. Introducing Wobble Wag Giggle Ball, the interactive ball that makes the most hilarious sounds, turning a lonely day into a fun day of play while you're away. Just a nudge from their nose and off it goes, wobbling around as it makes engaging play-with-me sounds. Wobble Wag Giggle Ball uses unique sounds, colors, and motion designed to mimic human laughter and joy to engage your dog's natural curiosity and instincts to play. And when it's
maybe it's not for sale anymore.
Your dog with the pride of accomplishment.
Oh, there is a number. All right, there's a number there. I don't see it advertised. It's on this YouTube advertisement for it. Whether or not they're open and taking calls for this or something else, or if it doesn't work, we'll run.
Oh man,
let's see. I don't know. I'm presuming maybe because I don't see a number on their site.
Thank you for calling the True Touch order line. Your call may be recorded for quality purposes.
That's
the amazing five-finger desetting glove that quickly...
Ah, fuck you. All right, let's stick to something that works then. Rest in peace, Weeble Wag Giggle Ball. All right, so Wondercore Ab Workout. That's all we got.
Oh, you could run them through the ringer, too.
Let me see if there's something I can pull.
Hi, thank you for calling to order Wondercore Smart. For only 5 payments of $19.95 and $14.95 processing and handling.
You've seen it all.
This is Heidi.
Miracle pills,
and who am I speaking to?
And those unbelievable claims of incredible weight loss. But none of it has even come close to working for you. Well, quit wasting your time.
Hi, can I have your first name, please?
Are you computer or person?
I'm a person.
What's 1 plus 2?
1 plus 2 is 3.
What's the square root of 2?
There is no square root of 2. 2 is a prime number. Just
very
like 3, 5, 7, 11, 13,
15, 17. Oh, shit, not 15. Damn it, I failed it.
No, not 15. 15 is 2 by, is 3 by 5, 3 times 5.
Oh, wow, listen to you, fucking math major over here. You must be Asian. Hey, okay, so yeah, I'm calling about the Wondercore.
Okay,
can you explain this part right here for me?
Money and get the body that you've always wanted now by doing it the smart way. That's right, with Wondercore Smart. The
Okay, your Wondercore Smart is an exercise machine that really takes the place of 3 different exercisers. You can use it as a stationary bike. It helps you with doing crunches, with, I believe, sit-ups. You know, there's various, you know, it helps you do quite a few different exercises. And it really is all, they concentrate on the core, your stomach, your abs, your core. Also, it helps with the thighs and, you know, depending on which exercises you're doing.
Okay.
It really is a nice little machine.
Okay. It's a machine?
Well, it's an exercise machine, yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's not doing the work for you. You're doing it. It just assists you with, you know, with being in a perfect position, the best position for doing the different exercises. You know, it's not, like I say, it's not doing the work for you. You're doing the work.
Okay. All right. And so where does it plug in exactly?
It doesn't plug in.
No?
No.
How does it go, has, man?
What's that?
How does it go?
You're the one who's doing the work to power, to make it, you know, well, you're using it.
To make
it
go?
I'm sure since you aired
like
you
it
know,
goes, it,
part of the...
Hey, shut up for a sec, please. It goes, goes, it goes, do, 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 you know, like that, like, do, 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 like that.
No.
When you get on it, you're like...
No.
No?
No.
So
it's not going to make a sound.
Well, what sound that I'm supposed to make? Like, go,
no.
The whole time?
It's not electrical, so it's not making any sort of a...
Well, I'm going to make some sounds.
Mechanical
I'm like, oh,
type of a sound.
The sounds I'm going to make are like...
It has... Oh, yeah. If you want to make sounds while you're using it, that's entirely up to you. Sir?
Yes.
Okay. Can we get back to the WonderCore and the purchase?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Sir, is this a serious call?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's sometimes I black out, and I might have just said something kind of odd, or made like sometimes they say I make weird noises or I say odd things.
Okay. Yes, you've said some things that were inappropriate, and you've made quite a few noises.
All right, can I put my caretaker on then?
Okay, if you would like.
All right.
Oh, go ahead. We're co-caretakers.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
He just had a couple questions. He wanted to know how you connected to the Wi-Fi.
It doesn't connect to anything.
Okay, he says the internet, the Wi-Fi.
It's not a Wi-Fi.
He said it was supposed to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Are you referring to Wi-Fi?
No, the internet connection in his house, the Wi-Fi.
Oh, this does not it's not connected to the internet.
The internet connection, he has it wrote down, Wi-Fi.
Okay, and I'm understand Wi-Fi, which I usually say Wi-Fi. I've heard Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi. Okay,
Wi-Fi,
okay.
I
thought it was pronounced Wi-Fi.
But no, this is an independent exercise machine. It takes the place of six different exercisers.
Okay, what size batteries does he need?
It does not hook up to the internet. It is a freestanding machine that you do, you know, you do the exercises on. It's not, you know, it's not pushing your body to do the specific exercises. You know, like you can use it for crunches. You can use it as a stationary bike. It has.
The resistance allows you to work in both
directions
on each and every rep,
six different
so there's no wasted
machine.
Time or effort. Your muscles are firing.
That's amazing.
Which six?
Giving you the ultimate total core workout in just a few minutes a day.
I'm sorry, he's turning the TV up way too loud.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's got mental issues,
right.
And sometimes
were
he has
other
the...
other questions that he had, or
what?
Why?
Shut up. What?
Ma'am, that's why there's two caretakers and the other caretaker.
He's got the Tourette's.
Okay.
I'm the one that has to hold him down with leather restraints.
He wanted to know what size batteries he has to put in this thing.
It doesn't take batteries. It is not machine. It's not electrical in any form.
What? I can't hear her.
That's because you don't have the phone. Why are you yelling?
Here, why don't you come over here? Let's take another one of your pills.
Okay, go ahead and continue.
Okay, it does not take batteries
what?
At all.
You're big what?
Or small, young or old.
Turn the TV down and take your pill. Go see David. Take your pill.
Yeah, I've got your pills. Come on, boy.
Okay. Go give David a kiss.
Come.
Okay, go, come, boy. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, it does not take batteries.
No batteries.
There are there's bands inside of it that you can use to adjust the resistance. So it'll go from, you know, something that the person who's just starting to do exercises can handle all the way up to something that will keep your most fit person toned and give them a good workout.
Okay, hang on just a second. David, he shit himself. Change his diaper, please.
Precision dials down for less resistance and more heart-pounding repetitions for that leaner look.
So there's, like I said, there's no batteries. There's no. It doesn't plug into the wall. It doesn't hook up to the internet.
No internet, no batteries.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an independent it's an exercise machine.
Okay. And did we talk price with him then?
Okay, what I told him is it's available for 5 payments of $19.95
each. Or if it's muscle size and definition that you want, just dial out the resistance and get the results that you're looking for.
How much is it? What?
So now you can get the body that you've always
wanted.
That
would make it
a total
of
I can't hear her.
She says, I can't hear her. You need cash of $500 you need to give me so I can pay for this.
Oh, cash. Okay.
Yeah, give me $500 and I'll pay for it. Go ahead.
If you're doing the payment plan, the first payment would be $34.90.
Can I make the payments at Sears? Like, can I go to the Sears desk, service desk, and they take the payments there?
I don't know if Sears sells this. If Sears does sell it, you would have to pay the full price. I'm not working through Sears.
Yeah, but they usually...
And if
you're
in either California, Nevada, New Jersey, or New York, there would also be sales tax that I would have to charge you.
Right, but don't they offer, like, the 20.9 MPA, the credit card?
Yes, we can use a credit card. We could use a debit card. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, but they when I go to Sears, they say 10% off with the credit card offer. Usually, right?
Like I said, I don't know if this is something that's available in Sears. I don't have a discount for you using a credit card. In fact, if you were not using a credit card, you would need to send in a check or a money order for the full purchase price, which would be $114.70.
Oh, I don't handle that. My caretakers handle that.
Yeah. She said $500 is what you need to give me so I can pay this.
I give you $500?
In cash, yeah.
No, seven, remember?
Seven, yeah. That's what tax. Yeah.
Two for me.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think this is a serious call.
We're going to do the lump payments. You don't want to do the payment plan. That's how they get people.
All right.
So do we just send the cash in, or how do we do this?
Okay, if you're wanting to do it with a check or money order, you would make out... First off, did you live in either California?
No, I'm not into men. No making out.
Okay, you make out your check or money order for $114.70.
Okay, don't say it so loud, okay? Because I got about $700 coming from this old man. You're going to get your money, but not so loud.
And that check is made out to WonderCore Smart.
Okay. All right, he's writing it out right now. He just made the check out to...
It says, all right, who to make it out to again?
Yeah, she said to make it out to WonderCore Smart and Dwight McClanahan.
WonderCore Smart and Dwight McClanahan.
That's me.
And?
David Snoswell.
D-A-V-I.
Yeah.
S-N-O-S or Z?
Mm-hmm. S.
W.
E-L-L.
Three-party check? Okay. Thank you.
And then you mail it to Wondercore Smart.
And then, okay. And then basically you mail us the difference back then?
No, you send the check.
He made the check out to Wondercore Smart, Dwight McClanahan, David Snoswell for $700. You'll take your $114, you mail us the difference back.
We can't do that, sir.
No, you keep 20 for yourself.
Yeah, we're going to give you a tip.
You know what? I don't think this is a serious call. Goodbye.
Bitch.
I stepped over that with stupid commercial playing, but that was funny at the end.
It was funny. I was like, hell, if y'all pay, turn the TV up again.
Try to make something out of it.
Go over there. Go over, take your pill.
Well, that was nice. That was nice there. You guys want to call Zappers?
Oh, yeah. I know Michelle a guy that likes to talk to Zappos and makes fucking friends with them. And he's probably going to make dates. And
oh, nice. Dates. That's good.
Yeah, I know a guy who talks to him for like an hour and a half. All random shit, and they never asked to do an order.
Secret guy. Did you ever get more Planet Fitness eye that I could talk about pizza?
Well, yeah, I had like three of them in the thing there.
Oh, the thing.
Let me find them again.
I'm looking up. Don't worry, big guy. Sorry.
Securitas.
I don't know. Do it again. Yeah. Fuck me. And anything else I might have missed?
In the UK?
Fucking Planet Fitness is, you know?
Yeah, but tomorrow is their Pizza Monday, the first Monday of every month.
Oh, okay.
They get pizza there. So Carly was ordering his own pizza from them. Maybe there's the other two that I have for you in Vegas.
Maybe the corporate office can do a lunk alarm and then tell them that pizza's canceled.
Don't order no more pizza.
We can get an order from somewhere else. Get an order something. What can you get that's healthy? I don't know what would be ridiculous. Maybe it's to send them to McDonald's and tell them to get a bunch of, you know, egg McMuffins. And have them cut them up in fours. Just give them some.
Tell them you want a whole pizza. Tell them you want like two larges to take home after you exercise.
Yeah. What's Fix Me Stick? Is that another infomercial place?
Yeah, that's the thing. You plug in your computer and you're supposed to remove viruses.
Oh, yeah, boy. It's good for getting when you have penises on your computer.
I literally talked to him one time, told him my laptop was smoking, and asked him if it would remove or make it stop smoking, and they told me yes.
Wow. If you already have a Fix Me Stick and need technical support, or would like to check the status of your order, please press 2.
Should I do
2
1 or 2? Order?
Order, yeah.
Because I imagine 2, they're going to want my registration.
Thank you so much for calling to order
Shut up.
Katrina. Shut up. Please note this call will be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Quiet. You're so loud. Jesus. I don't really... Can you transfer me to someone who's not ethnic, please? Because you have that very...
Sorry, I'm not ethnic.
Well, you're
I have your name, please?
They could tell if you're African-American. You have the attitude. Can you maybe...
I don't have an attitude either, sir. May I have your name, please? So I can let you know about the offer.
What do you mean? What do you need? My order?
Your name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, as you saw on TV, we're offering a 30-day trial of the Fix Me Stick for $9.95. Shipping and handling of $7.95. Are you ready to order the Fix Me Stick?
No. Not yet. I have some questions first.
All right, and go ahead with your questions.
Okay. The Fix Me Stick now, is it USB?
Yes, it is.
Okay, does it have the EXE with it then? The XE?
It's a USB standard flash drive you put into your port, and it runs off of there.
Off of there, okay. All right, and how does it go? Like, where does it go from there?
Does it
what do you mean, where does it go from there? It just deletes
the signal,
the viruses and things off of your computer.
The signal goes out. It goes out.
It doesn't download or anything. It just...
It goes down to the computer. It goes
removes everything off your computer.
It goes into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it actually touches...
Computer or laptop.
Okay, yeah, it's a computer, not a laptop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It goes into the computer. It goes inside. It looks around. It says, hey, this is problem here, right? Okay, and I'm guessing, like, does it activate itself in its profile, the genetic profile, and then affect the surrounding T cells and inform them of the object that needs to be removed, the foreign invader? Is that how it works?
Whatever is going on with your computer, it deletes it off of there.
Right, but I'm saying, is this used CRISPR then? Or, like, what are we using here? Stem cells?
If you're confusing the two.
Yeah.
There's no T cells or anything. Yeah. T cells is coming from your blood. This is not coming from a computer.
What about the B cells?
B cells also, yeah. All right. And, I mean, should I get the genetic tissue sample maybe for you to kind of culture some stem cells from the computer then, I guess? Is that what then you
sir, like I said, you are mixing it up with blood and with other genetic material used in living life forms. This is not come for a computer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to disconnect this call hopefully you'll be able
come
to talk
on.
To someone else.
Come on, labia, vagina, come on.
Yep. I was going to ask her if there was any danger of explosion.
T-cells.
Mixing the blood with the computer.
Well, she knows what T-cells are.
Yeah.
Calling Fix Me Stick. To speak with a representative and learn more about the Fix Me Stick.
You did a pretty good job at describing the immune response.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you so much for calling to order the Fix Me Stick. This is Katrina. Please note this call will be recorded for call quality and training purposes. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Dwayne. How are you?
Hello, Dwayne. As you saw on TV, we're offering a 30-day trial of the Fix Me Stick for $9.95. Shipping and handling of $7.95. Are you ready to order the Fix Me Stick?
I have like one or two questions before we do the order, if I could, please.
All right. What are your questions?
Okay. I have the Windows 7. Does this work on Windows 7?
Yes, it does.
It works on Windows 7. Okay. I only have 2 gigabytes of RAM. Does that work with that also?
I mean, it's not downloading anything onto your computer. It's just you just using the Fix Me Stick to delete the viruses that have come on to attack your computer. So yes,
okay.
It's not a downloadable program. Everything is done from the Fix Me Stick itself. It's a little self-contained device that is able to remove all viruses and spyware off of your computer.
Okay, so like I plug this, like, what does it use, AC or DC power when I plug it into the wall?
You don't plug the Fix Me Stick into the wall. It's directly into your computer.
Oh, okay. So the computer powers it then?
It's already self-powered. You just put it into the computer.
Okay. I gotta get it because when I got this latest virus, I was probably browsing places I shouldn't have, and it cracked my monitor. So I need this stick to fix my monitor.
Okay. It is not a glue stick. It is not a stick that was fixed.
No,
the screen.
I know it's not a glue stick. It's for the viruses.
It's for your CPU to.
Yeah, it's for the viruses.
Okay. Now, so are you ready to order?
Yeah, I need it so it'll fix my LCD monitor.
Are you using this for a PC or a Mac computer?
No, it's a PC.
And might I get your last name, please?
Yep, McClanahan.
Can you spell that?
Yep, I sure can because that's my name. It's capital M, lowercase c, capital C, and then it's lowercase L-A-N-A-H-A-N.
Okay, and would this be MasterCard or Visa today?
Oh, I'm going to use my Master Visa. It's a combo for my bank. It has both logos.
It has to be either MasterCard or Visa. No, it says card name MasterCard.
No, I have a credit union, and it has both. It has both logos.
Okay, what are your credit card numbers?
Okay, well, the number is 40.
Expiration date?
It's 11 of.
3-digit code on the back of the card.
1.
And your email, okay, so I'm showing this address as not matching anything in the United States.
No, it matches because I'm sitting in my house right now.
Well, I'm so sorry, but I can't run the order because it's not, so I'm sorry. I can't help you with this order. Something's going on with the address. So just give us a call back when you get an address that we can work with.
Have a great day. Take the Fix Me Stick, put it in your pussy and fucking upload and get the viruses out of there, you bitch.
All right, there she goes.
Yeah, give her a legit address.
Speak with a representative and learn more about the Fix Me Stick.
Guys, you want this? It's Fix Me Stick.
Yeah, I got a question about the...
Thank you so much for calling to order the Fix Me Stick. This is Katrina. Please note this call will be recorded for quality and training purposes. May I have your name, please?
Hey, this is
Brian. Hi, Katrina. This is David. Do you need a last name?
No, sir.
Okay. So this is the Fix Me Stick line?
This is for Fix Me Stick.
Yeah, okay. I have some questions about the stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've got a laptop, you know, and I use it to play, video games. I play, like, Maple Story. And
okay.
I also play League of Legends. And I have some problems with it. I think I have viruses. Will this take care of them?
Yes.
Okay. So how does it work? So I know that I've got a virus on my computer because I get these random images that flash around, you know, when I'm trying to play my games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. So do you think it's a virus?
I mean, it could possibly be a virus if you have them pop up.
Yeah, they pop up. They spin
mm-hmm.
around. It's pretty annoying. But anyway, so this thing, if I understand correctly, you plug it into your USB drive.
Yes.
And then it eradicates the virus.
Yes.
Okay. So how many do you get with an order? I mean, are they come
in? You get one Fix Me Stick that can use up to 3 computers.
12 packs? Oh, okay. And do they come with
bags? No, you get one Fix Me Stick that you can use on up to 3 devices.
Okay, great. And do they come with plastic bags?
It comes in a box.
No, I mean for disposal after you're done with them. Because they suck the virus up, right? And then do you put them in a bag? Like my dog, when I take my dog out for a walk, she takes a shit.
You don't need to put it in a plastic bag.
Oh, I thought you... Hey, can you talk to Dwight? I'm sorry, I've got a frog in my throat. Dwight?
Okay, sir. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
No, wait. Wait. Help.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Fix Me Stick.
I love this
Speak
place.
With a representative and learn more about the Fix Me Stick.
I love that lead. I got.
Thank you for calling Fix Me Stick. My name is Scott. May I have your first name?
Oh, what's up, man? Hey, this is Orion.
What's up, Ryan?
No, Orion. What
state are you calling from?
Orion. It gets people sometimes.
Okay, Orion. What state are you calling from?
Oh, I'm from Texas.
All right. Now, it's just on TV. We all give them a 30-day trial. Try us out for $9.95.
Yeah.
Shipping and handling $7.95 is about the price of two medium pizzas to fix your computer.
Okay. Yep. Two medium pizzas. I'll take light sauce. Pepperoni.
No, that's about how much it costs.
Oh, okay.
To fix your computer.
Oh, okay.
You call it a fix me stick. You ain't call it a pizza place.
Well, I mean, you were saying pizza. I thought, yeah, that maybe I could make an order while I was... I thought that's what you were saying.
So what kind of computer issues you dealing with?
Oh, yeah. Well, it comes up really big. It has, like, these images that come up really big whenever, it makes this noise, you know? I mean, I can play it for you. You want to hear it?
I mean, is it stopping? Is it troubleshooting?
There it is. I mean, it just started doing this every time I start it up. Oh, shit. There it goes. It crashed again.
That's not your computer, huh? That's not your computer.
Yeah, see? I think it's...
Yeah, it crashed pretty good. When you get tired of pranking people and then call us back, we'll get you the fix mistake, buddy.
Fuck you.
Hey, put it in your hat.
Words spreading around. That sounds like a fan. You were sticking something in a fan.
I was sticking a debit card to a fan. I probably woke my wife up in the cats.
The words spreading around the fucking office. Like, son of a bitch, these motherfuckers keep calling you.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Daddy.
Good times. I figured I'd quit around 4. Anything else we should get to? You want to do a Zappers? So Michelle called it Zappers. She's like, who is this? Zappers?
Thanks for allowing our customer loyalty team to put a little Zappos in your day.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Zappos offers tours to...
Hi, this is Kevin from your customer loyalty team, and here is your joke of the day. What's in an astronaut's favorite sandwich? Launch meat.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Zappos.com. This is Rochelle speaking. How may I help you today?
Hey, how you doing, big girl? My name is Orion, A-R-Y-A-N. It's not Ryan. People get confused sometimes. It's Orion.
Hi, Orion. How may I help you?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little offended. You call me big girl.
Oh, that's what they say now, you know? Like Rick Ross and the brain say, hey, big girl, give me a call.
I haven't heard that.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to offend you, all right? I'm sorry. You must be a big girl. I'm sorry. You probably got a big belly. I'm sorry. Can I give you a...
You know, if you're going to take it that far, I'm not trying to be rude, but I would end this conversation if you're going to talk to me that type of way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so comfortable.
Yeah. All right. The first time was an oversight. The second time was a little intentional. I'm sorry. Okay. But the shoe fits. But okay.
All right, you have a good night, sir.
Okay. Hey, you work for Zappos. The shoe fits. Get it?
Have a good night.
Got him.
It's the WB.
Got him.
I bet she's got a big pair of floppy tits.
The shoe fits. All right. Let's try that again.
Thanks for allowing our customer loyalty team to put a little Zappos in your day. Did you...
Great day here at Zappos. My name is Ashley. How may I assist you?
Oh, hey, sexy. How you doing? I was calling about a product that's on the website.
Okay. And how may I assist you today?
Does it have like a SKU number I can give you, I think?
A SKU number? Yes. It's located on the right-hand side.
That's what,
above
yeah.
the price.
Yeah. Okay. It's 829-4385.
I'm sorry, that was 829?
4385.
Okay, thank you so much. And that is the To Exist Essentials Long Underwear?
Yeah, that's the one. You get the screen in front of you there, I'm sure. Looking at the product.
Okay, and how may I assist you today?
Yeah, how about the unit on him, huh? Look at that.
Well, is there anything in regards to the product that I can assist you with today?
Yeah, well, do you see, like, towards, like, the in between the legs area there, how the fabric comes in like that?
Yes.
Okay, is that common?
Of course.
Okay, do you see...
It depends on the style.
So look, you see the knee area, right? And if you make your eye way up with your eyes up the left leg all the way up until it stops, and there's like this, the bulge is there, you know, and you see how it comes down like that a little bit.
Was there anything in regards to the product that I can assist you with today?
Yeah, but you see how it comes down like a T. Is that the fabric itself, or is that this person's, you know, manhood maybe that causes that?
The second option.
The second option? Wow. Wow. That's a good one right there. It's nice. He's got a root on him, huh? Look at that.
All right. That's well, if there wasn't marvel. Anything Zappos related, I will go ahead and disconnect the line. Thank you so much
okay.
for calling.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure of that. Thanks. Okay. All right. Do we have more SKUs for Zappos? Anyone else want to take one? Here you go.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
Thanks for allowing
website.
Our customer loyalty team to put a little Zappos in your day.
Right,
did you know that Zappos offers tours to the public?
How about the next one?
Good morning. Thank you for calling Zappos.com. This is Rochelle speaking. How may I help you today?
Hey, I'm putting my friend on the line. He's going to make an order.
Yeah. Hey, Rochelle. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Is you having a good day?
I am, yes.
Yeah, or night, or whatever the hell time it is, wherever you are. Yeah, I got a question. I'm want to order a hat, and I'm trying to find the SKU number. I'm on the Zappos website, and it's frustrating me. I might shout at you and yell at you, and I apologize in advance because I'm getting very angry. Okay, I think I found the SKU. Is it where it says SKU? Would
yes.
that be the number that I give you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I was getting frustrated. I was about ready to punch my buddy here. I've got a problem. I've been seeing somebody for it, though. But anyway, the number is 855-0525. It's a sick hat.
Yep, the Columbia Noble Falls.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a really big head. Do you think it'll fit me?
Let's see. Well, it does come in a large, extra large. It's the biggest size we have, so.
Oh, extra large? Okay, because I got a really, really big head. And it's got the fur on it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm going to go up to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go up there and I'm going to drink a whole lot. And I need something that's going to keep my head really warm. I'm going up there for a vacation.
Okay. How long are you going to be there?
Oh, I'm going to be there for like a month. I'm going up there in the wintertime because it's cheap. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to drink a lot of booze. And I'm going to try to pick up a lot of them Eskimo women. So I'm going to be, you know, needing a hat because that might be having to run away from brothers and dads and Eskimo chiefs and shit. I'm going to be doing a lot of hood rat shit up there in Alaska.
Okay, well, I think this hat will be
all right. Good can for you that guarantee weather. That? Does this come with a money back guarantee?
No, we don't have a money back guarantee.
Oh, okay.
But you can always exchange it or return
okay.
it.
So if I take it up there and I'm going to wear it for about a month, like I said, and it might get stained and stuff like that, and I can just return it when I get back home and get my $40 back?
I don't know if you get your $40 back, but you can always return it.
But it says you can always return it, so it means if I use it, and then I'll just return it.
But we do ask that the items are unworn in this original.
Oh, well, I'll just say that it's unworn. I'll just tell them. Yeah, it's unworn.
But they inspect the item.
I'll just tell them it came like this.
Then you will wait a month to let them know that it came that way?
Yeah. Why not?
Why? If there's something wrong,
well,
you
I don't
want
to have to pay for it. I just want to use it for a month while I'm up trying to, you know, get laid with the Eskimos.
Okay, well, that's your business, what you do there.
Yeah,
but
okay, but just between you and me, I mean, I'm just asking you, is the return policy get a full refund?
If the item is unworn in its original condition.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just tell them that was the original condition. You know,
right,
I,
they're gonna sent, the item,
I paid the money so and I got it, and I'm very irate because I opened up the package and that was the condition it came in. So that technically
right,
would be the original condition, right? That's my word against theirs, yours personally.
We do ask that you give us a call if you do receive something that's not to your
okay.
expectations.
I'll give you a call in about 40 days because I leave on Thursday.
Okay.
Hey, Dave,
go ahead,
Dave.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah. Hey, you, Dwight. You, this is Dwight. He's coming.
Oh, you got to get this other thing for your trip.
What?
Ma'am. He needs SKU number 840-0809.
This is my brother, Dwight.
He needs to take that with him. I'm going to buy it for him.
No, you're going too, right?
No, I'm going to buy it for you. You can take it on your trip.
All right. Yay.
Okay, what color would you like these in?
I'm not sure. What are you buying me, Dwight? This is a surprise.
No, she'll tell you. I gotta go get the pizza out of the oven.
What is it, ma'am?
They're hanky panky plus size signature lace crotchless thongs.
Oh, I'll need a extra large.
Okay, and what about the color?
Because I'm packing some meat down there. If you know what I mean.
What color
so
would
I just
you like
need to make
in?
Sure I get complete coverage. Do you
what
have a hot
like
pink?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Hot pink on that. That'll go good
okay.
with the fur trapper hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it
you
keep me warm enough, though.
It's
I'm going up there in the wintertime. I don't need to be getting any frostbite on the private parts. You know,
you probably won't. You got on enough gear, enough snow suits and snow pants. You'll be fine.
No, I'm just going to wear that, the pink thong and then the trapper hat.
Okay.
Maybe a pair of boots. You guys have them boots?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do. What size would you want your boots in?
I would need like the size 22.
We don't have a size 22, unfortunately.
Well, what's the biggest size? I need them snow boots.
I would have to see, but I know we don't have
fur to go with the hat. 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Type of boots to go with that hat. And, of course, got to be good for the Alaska weather. So
yeah.
You don't want anything too low. You don't want cowboy boots. What size did you need these in?
Well, it's the largest size that you have.
Well, it depends on the style that you're looking for.
Well, I just want something that looks good.
That looks good? What about the color?
Oh, well, the color, like if it could match the hot pink thong that I'm going to be wearing.
No, we don't have any hot pink boots.
The fur trapper hat, but something that just won't clash. You have something like a neutral color?
Not
yeah, do you have any, like, hot pants, like hot shorts?
Hot shorts?
Yeah, you know, something like a tight-fitting hot pants or shorts that say Alaska on the ass?
No, we don't have any of those.
Really? Why not?
I don't know.
I saw one at Kmart. Why don't you have it? I was at Kmart and I saw they had that there.
I thought for sure I'd be able to get it at Zappos for cheaper.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. So what are you doing? What are you doing up in there tonight?
Helping you find and place this order.
All right, that's good.
All right. Did you want it, anything else besides the hat and the crotchless panties?
Yeah, I've got another SKU.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 874-4489.
All right, so the Vivian Westwood sex key ring.
Yes, I definitely need that. Okay.
All right. That's
a must-have. And I don't know if you got this other one. I wrote down a bunch of SKUs. I spent the whole day making my shopping list for the trip. And so 874-6912. I don't know if I gave that to you before.
The Vivian Westwood sex bag.
Yeah, that's how much are they per bag?
This bag is $513.
Okay, so yeah, maybe it might. Do you have a lot of them in stock?
Yeah, how many did you want?
Well, I was thinking I'm going to be bringing them up there to give us like gift bags. You know, when I meet the natives.
Sure. How many would you like? Let's see.
Oh, I'm thinking
three available.
Be up there for a month, maybe about 30 or 40.
I have three.
You only have three sex bags?
Yes.
Wow, did they sell out really fast or something?
I'm not for sure.
Oh, how many did you buy?
I have three available.
Okay, I guess I just need two.
Or if this is getting that way,
I mean, you could tell me if you bought them all up when they became available. I mean, I just need two, and you have three, so I'll take two. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the contents of the bags? I just need to cross-reference them with my checklist. I've got a bullet-point checklist here.
It is made of patent leather. It is folded flat with a magnetic snapped closure. It has a gold-plated SEX hardware and iconic orb at front. It has a woven interior features, slip pocket, and back zip pocket.
Wow. How big is the pocket? I mean, is it big enough that you could just kind of slide on in it? I mean, it is a sex bag, right?
The measurements of the bag, the depth is 10 3/4 inches.
Well, that might be a problem.
Like,
do you have any that are deeper than that?
No, we don't have anything.
Maybe like 14 inches?
Is there something else that I can help you with, sir? Because if it's going to go this way, I can transfer you to someone who can better assist you.
Oh, who is that?
Yeah, let me place you on hold, and I will go ahead and pull them up, okay? Hold on one
who
second.
Who is? I'm scared. Oh, my God.
I asked the sex bag the guy when they had the outage, right? Wasn't that...
What's that?
What was that? Did I do that with you guys?
John.
His name was John? I kept trying to get him to do it on his iPad. Or his he had an iPod, I think. An iPod Touch. Just to look at it, I was like, no.
Somebody else want to take it when whoever picks up?
Oh, you. Yeah, it's you. Baz having a good time. That's awesome. They're telling me sex bag.
I haven't done too much pranking in a while, so this is kind of like a long one.
It's fun.
It's kind of running out of steam.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. It's 3:59. We have a minute.
Just get the vibrator out.
Not me.
Oh, Gonya.
Hey, Papi. Hey, Papi, stop.
Oh.
It's gonna take a long time. Double holding with these people. I keep that going in the background. Maybe they'll pick up. We could do one more if we had to do just hello.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, caller?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, we're gonna disconnect the telephone call. You have been.
Why? We need to order the items.
And have a great day. Thank
it's you. An emergency.
Well, there you go.
All that just to tell us that they're going to disconnect the call.
Yeah, I guess you had to say the whole story. And he called me big girl already once. Don't tempt me,
man. Kept wanting to order Cross's panties. This album is
dedicated how dare to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. I'm done. All the people I'm going to go. Thanks to, the call the police on when I was just trying to make Dwight, some Baz, and Yoko.
Hey, it was fun, man. It's been a while.
It was good to hear from you, Baz. Dwight,
yeah.
DwightTheJanitor.com. Right? DwightTheJanitor Show. Yeah. What is it?
No, but nobody likes Dwight.
No, well, you know, if you release some podcasts.
I heard he's a motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much is, though. No, I'm kidding. Dwight, no. Hey, you need to get with, what's his face? You know that guy? Jayad. He's really wanting to get with you for catching up some kind of calls of mass confusion or something.
Yeah, I told him Monday I was going to do it, and then he's like, he sent me a message earlier. He's like, are you going to do it tonight? That's a motherfucker. I told you I was doing it Monday.
Yeah.
And so, next time he sends me a message asking me to do him earlier, I'm going to stab him in the eye with a fucking plastic fork. Yeah.
And he's not your boss. Anyway, alright. Yeah. See you guys. Bye. And I guess that's you, the listener. Your turn. We'll let Nate Dogg and Warren G take us out of here. Thank you. Bye. Have a good night. Thanks for listening. Have a good morning.